This is KCUR 89.3. State House Blend Missouri is a weekly political podcast that investigates the people and the issues in the Missouri General Assembly.
From KCUR 89.3, I'm Brian Ellison.
And from St. Louis Public Radio, I am Jason Rosenbaum.
Today, earlier, Eric Greitens was sworn in as Missouri's 56th governor.
And we thought it would be a good idea for these two mighty forces of Missouri political podcasting to join together to interview the leaders of the Missouri House.
And we're now joined by the Speaker of the Missouri House, Todd Richardson. Speaker Richardson, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me today.
You know, I think a lot of folks have said over the course of the last couple weeks when there's been a lot of talk about the change and the excitement, you know, there are a couple issues that Governor Nixon vetoed, but the Republicans have had a veto-proof majority for several years now. What do you feel like has really changed?
Well, I think having that willing partner in the executive is just, there's no way, unless you've worked in this building, to describe what the impact is. And, you know, it's not just the issues that the governor vetoes. It's the entire topic of conversation often gets framed by what kinds of issues the governor's willing to work with you on and what's not.
One thing that I've heard from some of your Republican colleagues, including State Representative Kevin Engler, who was around during the Matt Blunt administration, is now that there is a Republican governor and a Republican legislature, and with such robust numbers, the Republicans can't really blame Democrats if things go wrong.
Sure.
So that's kind of a downside. If the state takes a turn for the worse, it might be bad news for the GOP. How does that feeling come into play as you're moving forward on this agenda?
Well, there's no question. When you have both supermajorities in the House, supermajorities in the Senate, and the governor's office, there's an increased responsibility on us to govern. And I think the way that we intend to do it is by following through on the things that we told voters as a party we were going to work on in the campaign.
You know, one of the things that theme of responsibility is something you mentioned in your opening address last week. And I think you said with greater power comes greater responsibility.
Right. Isn't that a quote from Spider-Man?
Yes, I believe that. Isn't
See,
that
I didn't even know that. That was one of the, somebody pointed that out to me, and I had no idea. So
Spider-Man may not have been the first, actually, but we'll look that up. We'll tweet about that.
Yeah.
But you went on from there to talk about that responsibility includes hearing the voices of all Missourians,
sure,
including those that all of you represent. And I think you were talking to the Democrats there, saying you're working to incorporate all of those voices. What does that look like at a time when you don't really have to work with them because of the numbers you have?
We're going to move the policy agenda that we want to move as a caucus. But that doesn't mean that we have to be disrespectful of the minority or to shut them out of the debate. And beyond that, there are a whole host of issues which aren't particularly partisan. Workforce development is one that comes to mind almost immediately. It's a critical economic development challenge for this state, and it really doesn't have anything to do with partisanship. So we're going to look for and identify the kinds of issues where we can work across the aisle. But even on the deep contentious issues where there are true philosophical divides, we're going to be mindful and respectful of the voices that disagree with us.
So from something that might have some bipartisan traction to something that doesn't have any bipartisan traction at all, right to work is...
Well, that's not true. I mean, but right to work's been passed in the Missouri House with both Democrats and Republicans voting for
like
it.
Like one or two Democrats,
yeah.
But continue.
Fair enough. and that is often the case in the Missouri legislature,
sure,
right? There's not necessarily strict party line votes on very many things. But generally speaking, Democrats have opposed right to work. And of course, only isn't law now because of Governor Jay Nixon's veto pen. And by all accounts, it seems headed for passage. On what kind of schedule do you see that happening?
Well, I think it's something we're going to move, as I've said, very early in session. It's going to have the hearing on that bill is going to have hearing Tuesday of this week, the day after the inauguration. And so I anticipate it'll move from there very quickly to the floor.
Even more quickly, this morning, the House General Laws Committee held a hearing on one of the ethics reform proposals that's out there, and then on 11-1 vote, passed it on. That's the ban on gifts from lobbyists. I've heard people saying that this might pass the House as early as this week. Is that your hope?
Yeah, my hope is that we can get it to the floor this week and begin debate on it. I said at the end of last session that it was going to be the first bill that would leave the House. It will be the first bill that leaves the House. And it's really something that I consider sort of unfinished business from last year. So my hope is that we can get it through the process quickly, and then we'll move on to the other substantive priorities we've got.
I know this is a question I've been asking for well over a year, but I'll ask it again since lobbyist gifts and the revolving doors on top of mind. Do you really feel that these issues are going to change the culture in Jefferson City when a lot of the reasons we're talking about ethics come down to bad personal decisions and things that may not be able to be legislated?
Well, I don't think that's the only reason we're talking about these policies. Frankly, we were talking about these before some of the more high-profile personal instances that we had over the last couple of years. But I do think the combination of things that we're trying to do to improve overall the culture here in Jeff City will improve the environment here. And beyond that, I think it's just the right thing to do. And so we're going to keep moving forward on it. My hope is that it improves the culture here in Jeff City, and I think over time it will.
Another of those ethics proposals is from Governor Greitens, a revolving door ban, one for one, a year in the House means a year not serving as a lobbyist. We've already heard a fair number of senators saying they think that's DOA on the Senate side. Is it going to get hearings on the House side? Are we going to see action on that bill?
Well, the House passed the revolving door ban we have in place now last year. We actually were in favor of a longer ban. So we'll work with the governor to see where we can get that policy.
Jumping back to some of those issues that may have certainly some bipartisan interest, if not always agreement, transportation and infrastructure needs are something that Kansas City politicians talk a lot about.
Sure.
But haven't felt like they've seen a lot of action on over the last couple of sessions of the General Assembly. Do you see that moving forward in this session?
Yeah, look, I think transportation is critically important for the state overall, and I think figuring out where we're going to go in terms of funding our transportation networks critical.
What's your idea about that? Would you see some sources of increased revenue for transportation that are obvious to you?
I think what we need to do first is we need to start with breaking this challenge down into manageable chunks. And, you know, we've looked at transportation for so long as this massive problem, and the reality is we don't have a solution. There is no solution for a massive problem. I-70 alone is a $3 billion project. There's not a single revenue solution that anybody's proposed that's a $3 billion solution. So I think we ought to start by trying to find some general revenue sources to continue to fund transportation. And from there, we need to come up with a plan to fund the interstates.
But nothing that would involve tax increases, I'm guessing.
I don't see any support for that in the legislature in the short term.
I guess I just have to ask this question, and maybe it's a self-serving one, and it's to somebody who's not sharing my faith. But we did pass a historical symbolic milestone today. There's never been a Jewish person ever elected governor before, and especially after 2015 when, as a Missouri political community, we're dealing this wrenching conversation about whether there's anti-Semitism in Missouri politics. It seems that Eric Greitens's election, where he carried most of rural Missouri, as somebody from rural Missouri and as a leader of the Republican Party, what kind of message do you think it sends that Missouri elected its first and inaugurated its first Jewish governor and he happens to be a Republican?
Yeah, I think it sends a powerful message and a powerfully positive message. That's not something that's going to hold a candidate back in this state. We are a state of deep faith, and we have strong faith communities across the state. And I know that faith is something that informs Governor-elect Greitens as it does me. And our faith may not be identical, but I think his election demonstrates that is not the kind of issue that represents a barrier to elected office in Missouri, and I think that's an extraordinarily positive thing.
All right. Any other questions here, Jason?
I have no other questions.
Well, then I am pleased. I know you've been on Politically Speaking before, but this is your first time with us on State House Blend.
I'm glad to do it. We'll not make it the last.
This is it is part of our tradition that we ask our guest to choose the music that we will close the show with.
All right. How about I will give you all the choice of any Garth Brooks song you choose.
I'm looking at my colleague, Jason Rosenbaum, because I, of course, can't think of a single Garth Brooks song.
Would it be insulting if we did Friends in Low Places?
You know, that's the one we sing at Royals games with Garth Brooks.
I think that would be perfectly appropriate, both for the speaker from Popper Bluff and because of the Kansas City connection. How about that?
Friends in Low Places it is. House Speaker Todd Richardson of Poplar Bluff, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks to my good friend and colleague, Jason Rosenbaum.
Thank you for having me as well.
Our producer today has been Matt Hodapp. See you on the radio.
That was an excerpt from State House Blend Missouri, KCUR 89.3's podcast about the Missouri General Assembly. You can find the full episode by subscribing to us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts.